Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
The first few weeks back at school set the tone for the entire year. But with new teachers, schedules, and expectations, it can feel like a lot. If you're looking to help your child start strong and stay confident, I've been using IXL to make that transition so much easier. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, it adapts to each child's level and pace, making it easy to spot and close learning gaps in just a few minutes a day before those gaps can snowball. Plus, it's trusted nationwide. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL, and it's used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. It's an easy, cost-effective way to get kids back into a learning routine and walking into class feeling ready and reassured. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. Listeners can get an exclusive 20% off an IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
He always seems to get involved, doesn't he?
I'm telling you, too many coconuts have hit him right on top of the skull.
Well, I think Anthony will be a great acquisition. He can do it all.
Avery, who shows this? And we're live. Welcome everybody here to the Lakers Lounge Podcast. I'm Anthony Irwin, Senior Lakers Insider for Clutch Points. And today on the show, we got to talk about that loss. The Bulls almost put up 150 points on the Lakers. And wow, that was not expected. Seeing as the Lakers got back LeBron, got back Rui, and appeared to be like kind of ready to sprint to the finish line here. But you know what? It's March. It was a weird ass game. The Bulls could not miss. Like, it looked like Pleasantville. I don't know if you guys ever saw Pleasantville, but there was the scene where like the premise of Pleasantville is like, it's a high school TV show world that somebody kind of stumbles into. And in one of the scenes, they're in a gym, and everybody that is in that gym, now everybody in Pleasantville is in black and white. So everybody who was wearing black and white, or who was still being filmed in black or white, they couldn't miss. Like, everything was a swish. Everything was just absolute bottom of the net, all of that good stuff. And that's what it felt like watching the Chicago Bulls last night. It was just a team that collectively just could not miss from the field. They shot 58.3% from the field. They shot 46% from 3-point range. Ironically, the place that, like, relative to where, to how teams normally shoot, the only place that they weren't all that great was from the free throw line, where they went 15 of 20, which is still not terrible, but it was obviously not in line with the insane shooting that they did in live ball situations. For their part, offensively, the Lakers were fine, you know, 48% from the field, 41.5% from three-point range, and 72.7% from the free throw line. Offense wasn't the problem. They just couldn't stop anybody defensively. Coby White was just out of his mind. What an incredible game for him, scoring 36 points on 12 of 17 from the field, and a nice 6 of 9 from three-point range. So, yeah, sometimes those games happen. I'm not going to read too much into it. It was funny. I tweeted out last night, Lakers are capable of some of the dumbest losses I've seen from a title contender. And enough people from other fan bases have caught hold of that tweet. And shouts to you for the engagement. My Twitter check will be for like 3 extra cents this month. But people were kind of like mocking it, like, oh, you think the Lakers are a title contender? I was like, yeah. Any team that has LeBron as its second best player is probably going to be pretty good in the postseason. I'm not actually all that worried about like this in the grand scheme of things. There are some defensive questions that I have, and I'll get to them over the course of the show as well. But yeah, this notion that that loss last night completely derails how I would feel about this Lakers team. Like, let's go through some of the recent losses. So last night you have the game against Chicago, which was a really stupid loss. Milwaukee, the Lakers played without everybody, so that was going to go how it went. Close loss to Denver. The Lakers clearly got up for that one and pushed them, but didn't have enough down the stretch. Milwaukee shorthanded. Brooklyn, stupid loss. Boston, you know, tough loss late in Boston. Then you have Charlotte and Utah breaking up a stretch. You have Charlotte and Utah and Philly breaking up a stretch from January 22nd to March 6th, where the Lakers won. Let's count it out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 games, lost 3 in that 21 game stretch. And their 3 losses during that stretch were to the Philadelphia 76ers, who have been terrible this year, the Utah Jazz, who are actively tanking, and the Charlotte Hornets, who have been actively tanking for my entire life. So, like, when I say this is a team that is, I think, still a title contender, and I laugh at some of the losses that they have. They lost to San Antonio. They lost to they have a loss to San Antonio this year. They have a loss to Detroit this year, though Detroit's a little bit better. They have a loss to Phoenix on the season. Now, this was back when Phoenix was playing a little bit better basketball, but still. There are these games where, for whatever reason, the Lakers just don't quite have it. And, last night felt like one of those games. Is it excusable? Hell no. Of course it's not excusable. It's explainable. I'm trying to explain it. And I think a lot of it has to do with like the Lakers last night. I got the sense with LeBron back, with Rui back, with their entire rotation basically intact. It looked like the Lakers just said, all right, we remember how we were playing before those guys went down. Now we're just gonna like get right back to it, right? We don't actually have to put in the work to do it. And that is not how sports work.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
I've always dreamed of being able to order my coffee in Italian like a local, instead of just pointing at the menu and hoping for the best. There's something about speaking another language with real confidence that opens up a whole new world of experiences. That's why I'm so excited about Rosetta Stone Sapphire. It's their biggest launch in over a decade. It takes that research-backed method we all know and trust and adds fresh, cutting-edge features that make it easier than ever to go from knowing a few phrases to speaking naturally about the topics you actually care about. What I love is that you aren't just memorizing vocabulary lists. You learn entirely in your new language through visuals and audio, just like you did as a kid. One of my favorite new features is Chat Missions. It turns conversation practice into a game, putting you in real-world scenarios, like ordering at a restaurant or asking for directions, and giving you missions to complete. You get real-time feedback along the way, so you build that confidence before you ever have to use your skills in the real world. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners of this podcast can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. This gets you access to Rosetta Stone Sapphire in 25 languages. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/rs10.
So, yeah, it was an annoying game. It was a stupid game. One that I wish I didn't watch. I'll never get those couple hours back in my life. But, at the end of the day, you know, I just write it off as one of those outlier performances. And look, like the last time we had a dumb loss like this, the last time the Lakers had a dumb loss like this, JJ Redick called him out. And the Lakers quickly responded in their own way. And I think coming off of this one, some more harsh words, I would say, whether that be publicly or privately. And we need to see how well the Lakers bounce back on this one, as their next game is tomorrow night when they play like a pretty good Orlando team. It's the kind of defensive team that the Lakers have had troubles with. I guess if you really want to, like, if you are looking for reasons to cry wolf about this team right now, I think the fact that the Lakers keep having trouble with a kind of guard like Kobe White, a Darius Garland type, a Donovan Mitchell type, you know, back when they had Max Christie, they had somebody to guard those guys. They don't really have anybody to guard those guys right now. They have Gabe Vincent, but he's kind of small. They have Jared Vanderbilt, but he's not quite quick enough to guard those guys. Those kinds of three-level quick point guards give the Lakers problems, and I don't think that's going to change anytime soon given this personnel. They have Jordan Goodwin, but you know, you can't play Jordan Goodwin for all of the minutes that Kobe White is going to be playing. In the same way you could have when Max Christie was on the team. So that is going to be something they're going to have to address this offseason, bringing in somebody who can handle those guys at the point of attack, whether that be by moving Jared Vanderbilt and having a starter who can guard those guys or what. But we'll see how they handle it, and we'll see what happens to the Lakers here moving forward, because a lot of the really good teams that you're going to be playing are going to have a Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. They're going to have a Jamal Murray. You're going to have a Steph Curry. You're going to have, you know, go on down the line here, Fred VanVleet in Houston, Ja Morant and Desmond Bane in Memphis. Those kinds of guards that have given the Lakers problems, they're going to see their share of them over the course of the postseason. And if the Lakers, like I was having a conversation in text today with somebody, and they were a little more nervous about the defense than I am. My thing is, I think the defense is still real. I don't think it's like the best defense in the league or anything like that, but I think it's still like a top 5 to 7 defense in the NBA. And, but that is only when everybody is bringing it, when absolute everybody is playing on a string and everybody is up for the moment and up for the challenge of defending the way that the Lakers have to defend. You know, if everybody is playing like that, then the defense looks great. But if you have one or two guys that aren't quite there at that level, that's where the Lakers get into some trouble. And I thought last night, consistently throughout that game, there was always one or two guys on the court who just weren't at the level that the Lakers need them to be or need them to be defending. And that really kind of hurt the Lakers. So, that kind of Kobe White type of point guard has given the Lakers issues. And then the other thing too are like these wing heavy defenses, and they're going to see it again here in Orlando, that don't have to switch or can switch. They are physical on the perimeter and kind of mess with, you know, somebody like Austin a little bit, or get Luka out of rhythm a little. Those are the guys, or those are the kinds of teams that have given the Lakers some problems. And again, you're going to see that kind of a team in Oklahoma City. You're going to see that kind of a team in Houston. A little bit less so in Memphis. They're a little smaller, not necessarily. And then they just lost Brandon Clark for the year too. Bummer there. Denver, not quite that kind of a defensive team. Now you do have Aaron Gordon and you do have Payton Watson. So those guys are you know, pretty good defensively, but you're not going to see both of those guys down the stretches of games unless they bench Michael Porter Jr. So, and then like Golden State, not really built like that. You do have Kuminga, but I think he kind of sucks. And then, you know, you do have Jimmy Butler and you do have Draymond. And so there's enough guys there to give the Lakers some problems over the stretch, over the entirety of a game, but over stretches, I guess, during a game. But yeah, we'll see how the Lakers handle that kind of personnel in Orlando tomorrow night, coming off of this loss. And Chicago, you know, I wouldn't say anybody considers them a defensive juggernaut. I wouldn't consider them an offensive juggernaut either. And we saw what they did to them. But like Bazzelli is pretty good athletically. You have Javon Carter gets after it, though he only played 4 minutes. You have Patrick Williams is a pretty good athlete for his type. The biggest problem with the Lakers last night was the Lakers defense, not the Bulls defense. The Lakers scored 115 points, little low. Like I would like to see them up around 120 or so.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This summer, I'm shopping the small space solutions that America waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has everything from retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, party-ready dining sets in 4 fun colors, stylish and space-conscious Bobopedic sofas, to feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back all summer long. So, when you're ready to snag latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
But the problem, like the number one reason the Lakers lost that game last night was giving up almost 150 points to Chicago. That is the most the Lakers gave up all season to this point in regulation. And yeah, you can't do that. You cannot do that. You can't defend that way and expect to win very often. And then you add to the way that they were defending with Chicago shooting the absolute leather out of the ball or off of the ball. And that's how that game went. Quick reminder, though, while we before we get into a couple other topics here and then dive into some of your guys' questions, please hit that subscribe button. Please hit that like button. If you guys are watching live right now, if you guys are listening in the morning via podcast, subscribe wherever it is that you get your podcasts, and then hit that 5-star review button as well. That goes a long way. We also have some 5-star reviews in the mailbags for today that I will be answering. So a quick reminder on that front, the best way to get your topic on the show is to leave it in the form of a 5-star review on iTunes. That stuff really helps us. And then, yeah, you know, tell your friends about the show too. That stuff helps. So let's go ahead and talk a little bit about Rui's comments after the game, which don't sound all that great. And then I'll go ahead and dive into your questions. So this is via Dave McMenamin after the game. Quote, Rui Hachimura says his knee feels about 70 to 80% back to normal. He says he recognizes that it will likely be that way for a while, so long as he keeps playing through the tendinopathy. He could use more rest on it, but that's not an option right now. End quote. I don't know why it's not really an option. Like, get healthy. I know that the Lakers want to get their reps in, and maybe he's a little concerned that he loses his spot in the rotation to Dorian Finney-Smith, but it's not like he would stop playing altogether. If the Lakers team doctors think that he can get that knee by resting from now till like the last few games of the season, if he can go from the 70 to 80% that he's at right now to 80 to 90%, then I don't even know why that's even a subject of conversation. Now, it might just be that the team doctors and his doctors think that this is just as good as it's going to get, no matter whether he rests over the course of, you know, from here till the end of the regular season. Maybe that's a possibility and that's what's going on here. But that was a really weird comment. Like, just rest then, dude. Like, my knee's never going to feel any better unless I rest. Okay, but I can't rest. Why? Why can't you rest? The Lakers have their wings necessary. Now, yes, the Lakers would absolutely like to climb as high in the West standings as they possibly can. But as I've kind of said all along, especially since Rui went down and since LeBron went down, the top priority is getting and staying healthy. In this case, if Rui would get and stay healthier by resting, then this, I don't even know why he and the team are even considering playing him from now till like the last week of the season. Get off your knee, rest it up, ice it up, you know, do whatever you need to do, get whatever treatment that you need to get, go to Germany if need be, and undergo whatever, treatment that LeBron gets out there. That's the word I'll use, and come back and be as close to 100% as you could possibly be. But yeah, this notion that he needs to play right now, I just disagree outright. All right, let's go ahead and dive on in to the questions and comments here. I'll start with the iTunes reviews, where I think this was, I haven't answered this one. So Kush Corleone wrote on March 5th, it's been tough. That's, you know, part of the reason we haven't done as many mailbags here is because the Lakers have had games on Sundays and stuff like that. But all right, so back on March 5th, Kush wrote, I know in no circumstance do you ever want your favorite team to lose, but is there any part of you that wants this team to get punched in the mouth just to like have them come back down to earth a little bit and experience some adversity for growth. They're not going to win out the season, right? By the time we get to this question on the show, I may have dug our own grave, hoping that's not the case and we keep rolling. Let's go, Lakers. Great job as always, Anthony. I don't think I've answered this one, but just in case I haven't, I'll go ahead and answer it again. And the Bulls went ahead and punched the Lakers square in the face yesterday. So that, you know, they have that one. They have the Brooklyn loss. Again, it's a team that is very susceptible to stupid losses. And last night was about as dumb as it gets. Now, is there a silver lining to that loss? I don't know. Like, I'm of the opinion that if you need to be punched in the face to be reminded that getting punched in the face sucks, then you might just be a moron. My kids are, you know, 5 years old and 2 years old, and both of them love to push the boundaries. And every so often, they'll be doing something dumb, and I'll watch them do it, and I'll be like, and I won't say anything, because so long as they aren't in actual danger, I'm the kind of parent who would rather just let their kid walk into a wall if they're running around with their shirt over their head. And if they run into the wall with their shirt over their face and they can't see right, I'm going to say to them, well, what'd you think was going to happen? And my guess is they'll be a little bit more careful next time they decide to put their head over their face. So in this case, the Lakers were running around with their shirt over their face and ran square into a bull. And that doesn't tend to work out very well for people. And it's, you know, I watched them defend early in that game, and the give a bleep just wasn't there. And you give a team like Chicago or any kind of a young team any kind of confidence, and guess what's going to happen? Exactly what we saw. So it's one of those things where, like, did you actually need to run into a bull with your shirt over your face to learn that that was a dumb thing to do? I hope not. But now that you did run into the bull, stop running around with your shirt over your face. Defend the way that you need to defend, and don't do it again, right? Or do it again and learn again. That's the kind of parent that I am. You learned once. If you do it again, I am definitely not gonna make you feel any better. That was on you. If you do that, and if the Lakers do that again, if they defend the way that they did against Chicago again, I'm not going to sit here and have any empathy for a team having that hot a shooting when you defended like you merely you thought by walking onto the court you would win that game, and that's not how it was going to work.
Bye, everyone.
Millions of Americans are looking for effective ways to manage their weight, but finding the right support can feel confusing and time-consuming. Orderly Meds offers a convenient online experience that connects you with licensed medical providers to explore GLP-1 treatment options from home. The process is simple. Complete your information online, connect with a provider, and learn what options may be right for you. No waiting rooms, no complicated scheduling, just a modern, streamlined experience designed around convenience. Visit orderlymeds.com/podcasts to learn more today. That's orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Again, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. One more time, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Results may vary. Consult a licensed healthcare provider to determine if treatment is appropriate for you. Restrictions apply.